Welcome to Pert 9 of Scotland's ain kingly hooses. In this pert, we hear about how Robert the Bruce had himself made king and set about his unfriends at hame and the Southron invaders forby. Hoose of the Bruce. Robert I the Bruce, 1306 to 1329. Born the 11th July 1274 at Turnberry Castle, Ayrshire, Robert was the son of Robert Bruce of Annandale and Earl of Carrick and Margaret Countess of Carrick. The Bruce family was sprung for the line of Earl Dovet of Huntingdon and had a good claim in the crown of Scotland. His father and his cell changed sides in the Weirs, whiles fechting for the Guardians and whiles for Edward Langshanks of England. Back in Furret the family gaed. It all lippin' on whether or no the Guardians upheld Balliol or Bruce claims to the croon, and whether or no Langshanks mecht gie the croon to the Bruces, pitting the family in an affy swither. The young Robert's marriages is a clear sign of his ambition. About 1295 he was married on Isabella Mar, the dochter of Donal Earl of Mar, by his wife Helen of Gwynedd. Helen was, in turn, the daughter of Llewellyn, Prince of Wales. This marriage melded the kingly lines of Scotland and Wales. Isabel and Robert had a daughter, Margery, but Isabel died in 1296. Sometime in 1302, Robert took a second wife, Elizabeth of Burra. She was the daughter of Richard of Burra, the Rid Earl of Ulster, by his cousin, Margaret of Burra. A rare choice for a good feather, the Red Earl was the most poor fae chiel in Ireland that's mocht striddled the shuch atween the twa kintras. Robert's ain feather, the Earl of Carrick, died in April 1304, making him heed of the family. He had lands and richts in his ocht, both in England and Scotland, and was now weel quoted in Lunnon. But in 1305, it was weel seen that Langshanks wanted Scotland as naething mair but a pendicle of England, a croonless conquest land. Robert had already made a bond or agreement in Headlands with Willem Lamberton, Bishop of St Andrews. The twa agreed to gie the ither a honder yince the time cam, and now Robert gaed efter the croon. The aimiest chiel that stood in his road was John the Red Cumin of Badenoch, that had yin served as a guardian. In February 1306, the twa held a tryst at the Grey Freer's Kirk in Dumfries. Yin word soon fashed anither, and whether it was his ettle or no, the Bruce pulled out a dagger and stick at the man. Tradition threeps that Bruce said, "I think I've killed the coming," then that yin of his foliers replied, "I'll mak sicker." Whatever the truth, the coming was hurted to the deeth, and Robert had committed murder on Halley Grun. There were nae way back. So Robert gathered a wheen foliars and hid himself crowned King of Scots at Scone on the 25th of March, 1306. Robert Wishop, Bishop of Glasgow, knew Fleach folk in King Robert's cause, and signed the good Sir James Douglas come for it to fecht for him. Yince Langshanks learnt that all his weirs had appearingly been for naething, it gart him beal. In the simmer, a Southron army made its way north, plenishing itself with the castles and hooses of strength in Scotland that was yet in the Edward Yin's ocht. And he could aye lippin on the kinsmen of the murder coming. The Bruce gathered a small army, but he was near defeat afore he got stertit at Meffin in Perthshire on 19th June, and had to flee into Argyll, where he was blutter a second time at Dalry on the 11th of August by Lord John MacDougall of Lorne. Bruce's army gaed aw to staps, and Obdy had to shift for theirselves. Langshanks now took bloody vengeance on all Bruce's friends and kinsfolk. Bishops Lamberton and Wishart was taken prisoner and sent in chains to jails in Lunn, England. Sir Simon Fraser, clocht at Meffin, was drawn and hung in Lunnon. Queen Elizabeth and Princess Margery, sent north, was captured at Tain and sent till England in awe. Mary Bruce, King Robert's sister, and Isabella Fife that had pit the croon on Robert's Head at Scone was gien the jail in cages at Roxburgh and Berwick. And the king's brothers, Alessander, Neil and Tammas, was drawn, heeded and quartered. Aiblins fleeing first to Ireland, sign came Robert landed in Carrick and Galloway about February or March 1307. In the April, he defeat an English army at Glentruil, and Yince Mair at Loudon Hill on 10th of May. Now, often changed. The Tyrone Langshanks deed in July, and the Bruce set about blutering his unfriends. Buchan, the coming family hurt land, was harried and brunt in 1308, and Willem Earl of Ross, Yince's enemy, now joined King Robert. Scots that wouldna come over to the Bruce was hung as traitors. For 2 or 3 years, Scotland was tore in twa. The hindmost of the king's enemies in Scotland, John MacDougall of Lorne, had been defeated by the start of 1309, and the king could even hold his first parliament at St Andrews in March. At the own parliament, diplomatic dealings with King Philip IV of France was restored, and many kirkmen and nobles declared that Robert was the rightful King of Scots. This was followed with a treaty between King Robert and King Acho V of Norwa, sealed at Inverness in October 1312. Robert had already turned his een on the land south of the Forth that had been usurped by the Ingalls. Ding dang, the castles held by the Ingalls fell to Bruce's men, led by his brother Edward Bruce, the good Sir James Douglas, James the Stuart, and Tammas Randall, the king's nephew. Bruce had many castles called Dún, so that the enemy couldn't hold them for steed and armies, while his policy was to bicker the Ingalls out the Kinrick. In the summer of 1313, the king's brother, Edward Bruce, after sieging the castle of Stirling, agreed with its commander that unless an army for England relieved it by midsummer the year after, it would be rendered to the Scots. King Robert gave his brother an upbraiding for committing them to a fecht in the open field over the Head of A Castle. In June 1314, the Ingalls king, Edward II, broke a muckle army into Scotland for to relieve Stirling. Ingalls, French, Flemings, Germans, Erse and Welsh soldiers made up an army numbering maybe 20,000. It is deluged that Bruce had about 7,500 men. While the Scots focht with their kintra, the Southron army was half hurt it. The twa met at the Bannockburn on 23rd and 24th of June. On the first day, an Ingalls knecht cried Bahoon, sicht at King Robert and bringed at him. At the death, King Robert duke it, broke his axe down through Bahoon's helmet, into his harns, and cleaved his head in twa. This sicht fair kittled the Scots army. On the second day, the Scots shelterins, or spearmen, followed with licht horse under Sir Robert Keith, brack the Southron army. It gied backs, and mony droont in the waters of the Forth. The Ingalls king fled out of the border, but was that thwart that he wouldna allow that Scotland wasna his, and wouldna own Robert as King of Scots. The Scots had taken mony prisoners and muckle gear, and now Scots captives in England was loused. Queen Elizabeth and Princess Marjorie both came home. For 1311, the Scots had been lichting on the north of England, whiles burning, whiles stenting tunes. King Robert and his brother Edward and the good Sir James Douglas now loused deadly raids on England as Yinwei to Scunner Edward II into making peace. The tune of Berwick, clocht by Langshanks years afore, was taken back by Scotland in 1318. Scots armies invaded the length of York and took siller off of tunes as a price for no making a grishach out of them. A second front was opened up in Ireland between 1314 and 1327. Edward Bruce took an army over and had himself made King of Ireland afore he was killed in 1318. But the fechting thereof left a land all to sticks. Robert now tried diplomacy with the Pope to get him to own his title, and Mac England did likewise. In 1320, many barons put their seals to the Scrive Fair Broth, written by Bernard Linton, and sent it to Pope John in Rome. It was a scrive threeping on the lang, free history of the Scots kingship, the ettle of the Scots to stone free, their acceptance of Bruce as king, and setting out the wrangs done to them by England. But the Scots gaed further. They telt the Pope that should Robert no uphod Scotland or its folk as a free stoning kinrick, or should he subject them to the Ingles, they would turn him out and make another king. They declared, "Sae lang as a honey rears is in life, we winnae thole the rule of the Ingles. We dinnae fecht for fame or riches, but for freedom alane, that nae guid man gies up but wi' life itsel." This scrive, and the political letters ahin it, stones its lane in Europe as a voice of national identity. The Pope and King of France three put on peace to the King of England, and Robert made a treaty of alliance with Charles IV of France in April 1326, whereby ilk yin agreed to help the other again on the invasion for England. In 1327, Edward was made to demit his croon to his son, Edward III, a laddie of 14-year-old that wanted to gie the Scots a pakin. King Robert hamert the north of England on year, his armies hurling back and furret, devalin, the scriver John LaBelle said, for to mak and eat 8 cakes, and sign a war again, leading the stervin' Southrons a merry jig. After the good Sir James had nearly ta'en the young Ingles king a prisoner by Durham, the Southrons speared about peace. The outcome was the Treaty of Embra, agreed in March 1328, forby the King of England gied up all claims to our lordship, and owned that Robert was the richtwe king of a free stone in Scotland. To make the peace mair share, Bruce's son Dovet was married on Jean, the Ingles king's sister, at Berwick on the 12th of July 1328. Dovet was 4 years old, and Jean was 7. The Scots cried their new prince's bride, Jean Macpeace. Before this, Queen Elizabeth had died 26th October 1327 at Cullen, Banff, and was buried in Dunfermline Abbey. Even while making the Treaty of Peace at Embra, King Robert hadn't been weel, and was in his bed at Holyrood when the terms was agreed. It is thought that he had ta'en leprosy, and he died on the 7th of June 1329 at Cardross. He was buried at Dunfermline Abbey along with his wife. Robert had changed sides as a young man. He had murdered, and to some was he a usurper. But he had proven his cell and had uphodden the freedom of his kinrick, and to this day, Robert I richtly stones his lane as the hero King of Scots.